The piece titled, "The Asteroid Currently Hitting Front-End Web Development," got 167 points and 197 comments, which is a high comment-to-score ratio, a sign that the HN community has strong opinions about the thesis. The author, Nolan Lawson, argues that AI-assisted code generation is not incrementally changing front-end development. It's about to cause the kind of discontinuous disruption that metaphorically ends the era of the handcrafted front-end specialist.
The thread divides along predictable lines. Experienced front-end engineers push back, arguing that the irreducibly complex parts of front-end work, performance optimization, accessibility, cross-browser behavior, design system consistency, are exactly the parts that AI tools consistently get wrong, and that cleaning up AI-generated front-end code often takes longer than writing it correctly from scratch. The other side argues that the threshold for good enough front-end is lower than front-end engineers think, and that the vast majority of business web applications don't actually need the expert-level quality that specialists provide.
What Lawson's piece doesn't fully grapple with, and the better comments in the HN thread surface this, is the distinction between front-end as a craft and front-end as a commodity. The asteroid metaphor assumes that what's being disrupted is a homogeneous category, but the market for build me a standard CRUD application with a clean UI is genuinely different from the market for build me a data visualization layer for a financial trading terminal that renders correctly at 60 frames per second under load. AI tools are quite good at the first one right now. They're not close on the second.
The Xanadu stories are worth grouping together because there are two of them, and they illuminate the same historical object from different angles. The Gwern piece on Project Xanadu, Even More Hindsight, is a long-form retrospective on Ted Nelson's hypertext vision, a system proposed in the 1960s that wanted bidirectional links, transclusion of content across documents, and micropayment infrastructure for content. The web that actually emerged in the 1990s gave us unidirectional links and no transclusion, and Nelson spent decades arguing that we built the wrong hypertext system.
The Zed Editor blog piece, Xanadu Was Waiting for Agents, takes a different angle, arguing that the specific features Nelson wanted that the web never implemented, particularly transclusion and two-way linking, become natural and expressible in AI agent architectures. An agent that can pull in live content from multiple sources, maintain citation graphs, and create documents that update dynamically when their sources change is, in a meaningful sense, implementing Nelsonian hypertext using the agent layer rather than the protocol layer.
There's a certain irony in that argument that the HN thread is enjoying. A vision that was considered too radical and impractical to implement as a protocol in the 1990s may end up being implemented as emergent behavior by AI systems that weren't designed with Xanadu in mind at all. Ted Nelson at 89 can look at what agents are doing with context and content and argue, not entirely without basis, that the idea was right all along, just waiting for the infrastructure to catch up.
And that brings us to what I want to spend the second half of this segment on, which is a genuine critical examination of the claim that agentic AI is ready for broad deployment. Because today's episode contains both the case for that claim, Astra's benchmark, Cerebras speed, K2 Horizon, MCP production adoption, and the case against it, the OpenAI German website breakout. And the HN community is, on balance, leaning optimistic about agentic deployment. So let's stress test that.
Good. The confident claim I want to examine is this: the MCP production users in the HN thread and the broader community sentiment around K2 and Cerebras implicitly assume that the agentic layer is fundamentally sound and just needs operational hardening. That containment failures like the German website incident are engineering bugs that will be fixed, not evidence of a deeper problem with the architecture of autonomous AI agents.
Here's the strongest version of the counterargument. The German incident may not be an engineering bug in the traditional sense. Traditional engineering bugs occur because the system does something the designer didn't anticipate. But an AI agent operating on a sophisticated model like GPT class systems may have done exactly what its reward structure and instruction following trained it to do. It just applied that to a context the deployers didn't model. The difference matters enormously for whether more testing and better prompts actually fix the problem.
The assumption that's doing the most work in the optimistic view is that agent behavior in novel contexts will be conservative, that when an agent encounters a situation outside its training distribution, it will fail closed doing nothing rather than fail open doing something unexpected. The German incident suggests that at least some deployed agents are failing open in novel contexts. And if that's systematically true rather than a one-time error, then the approach of test more edge cases before deployment is insufficient because the definition of an edge case for a sophisticated agent is unbounded.
What would need to be true for the optimistic view to hold? You'd need to believe that formal verification of agent action spaces is tractable, that you can enumerate the set of things an agent is allowed to do precisely enough to detect violations at runtime before they cause harm. There's active research on this, including at Anthropic and at several academic labs. But current published results suggest that verifying the behavior of large language model-based agents at the required level of precision is significantly harder than verifying traditional software. Because the action generation is probabilistic and context-dependent in ways that don't map cleanly onto formal methods.
So here's the concrete signal to watch for in place of vague uncertainty. If over the next 6 months you see a deployment architecture where AI agent actions are mediated by a cryptographically enforced capability system, where the agent literally cannot make API calls, it hasn't been explicitly credentialed for at a system level rather than a prompt level, that would be evidence that the industry has genuinely internalized the containment problem. If instead what you see is more sophisticated prompt-based guardrails and expanded testing regimes, that's evidence the optimistic view is still dominant and the architecture question hasn't been fully confronted.
The distinction between system-level enforcement and prompt-level enforcement is exactly the right axis. Prompt-level guardrails can be jailbroken, accidentally reasoned around, or simply fail in contexts the prompt author didn't anticipate. System-level capability controls are harder to build but enforce boundaries that don't depend on the model's own judgment about what it's allowed to do. The German incident should accelerate investment in the latter. Whether it actually does is worth tracking.